Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about market fallout from coronavirus in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Lots of pressure right now on our cattle markets, and it's the fear of the unknown dead ahead that's got these markets really riled up. So says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who says at the top of the list, the uncertainty of our processing facilities being able to stay open.
Well, I think the biggest thing the market's reacting to right now is the threats that the coronavirus has for the labor supply in these processing facilities. Packing plants, whether it's beef or pork or poultry, any of them, you know, the threat of disruptions in production, either cutbacks or in some cases complete closure, really has potential to impact these markets. And so right now the cash market's reacting to that, futures markets especially, because we just don't know what lies ahead.
While our live cattle futures are way under what you would think they might be given current wholesale box beef trade prices, Dr. Peel says actually they're probably showing us what the worst case scenario might be down the road.
There's a very important distinction between current supply and demand conditions and expectations of supply and demand. Futures markets, by their very definition, are intended to be looking ahead at what we expect to happen, what could happen, what risk we face, and so on. Normally, the distinction between those is not necessarily that big a deal, but I think right now it is. We've got, you know, current supply and demand conditions that are driving things. In one respect, the futures market is very much looking ahead not only to this risk of plant closures and other things in the more near term, but still ahead, but even longer than that in terms of the potential for the economy being in a recession and what that might do to beef demand and so on.
I guess what at this point we're looking obviously at, if you do believe the futures markets, you're looking at much, much lower cattle prices as we get into the latter part of the second quarter and into the first part of the third quarter of this year.
That's right. I mean, the market certainly has priced that in. Now, you know, again, the futures market is looking ahead. It's sort of anticipating the worst. And so you can make a charge that the market tends to overreact. And in some sense, that's true. But I would argue that's, in fact, part of its job is to anticipate the worst. And so we do have a tendency sometimes to go a little bit too far, and then we back up to where we really are. I think cash markets do that, too, to some extent. And so the spike up we had in the wholesale beef market, about two or three weeks ago now, was exactly that same thing, reacting to some very immediate conditions, trying to address a short-term issue, and then as soon as that's underway, we come right back down.
Darryl, when it comes to what our cattle producers, yeah, obviously they're looking at all of this, and I know in a lot of cases from the conversations I've had, they really don't know what to do now as far as their immediate marketing strategy and production strategy.
You know, there's no good answer. We just don't know. We've never faced such a broad-based set of threats, so much uncertainty about the timeline under which it might operate. So I think producers, obviously, I get that the frustration, the sense of helplessness in some sense in this situation. In the short run, there may be certain things that you just have to do, and so if animals are in a position where they just have to be marketed for whatever reason, then you have to bite the bullet, and I think you have to address that in the context of sort of financial consequences and how to manage through the financial implications. It's not so much not a question of marketing right now. Now, later on, at some point, obviously, there's going to be a recovery. And the problem is we don't have any idea when that might be. So to the extent that you have some flexibility, it makes some sense, particularly, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, to think about some flexibility to try to be there when this thing does turn around and start to get a little bit better.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.